you know, I moved to Los Angeles in the 90s to go to grad school, and I kind of held all those opinions about LA that people have who don't live there. You know, I thought I would hate living there because I had lived in more centralized cities, and then I started reading Jonathan when I got to Los Angeles or soon thereafter, and he really, you know, got me to see the city differently. And it's interesting because I wouldn't call myself a foodie. I like food, I'm adventurous, but I really read Jonathan as a way to sort of explore the city. And so I, you know, read him for years. He left and went to New York. He came back. And then, you know, many years later, our kids ended up at the same school. And I had just finished making No Impact Man and had been traveling a ton for that film, you know, going to New York to shoot all the time. And I really wanted to stay in L.A. And I just, you know, I kept thinking about, like, L.A. stories. And Jonathan just, you know, popped into my head. And probably, you know, partly because I saw him in the pickup line at school when we drop our kids off. But I don't know. I think I had been in Los Angeles long enough that I feel like I had really begun to think of it as home, and sort of gave a lot of thought to why I thought it was home and what made me sort of really start to understand the city in a deeper way. And I really do think a lot of it was Jonathan.